Ever wondered what happens when fairy tales bare their teeth? Imagine a universe where hundreds of planets exist, connected by black hole portals, where fairy tale creatures aren't benevolent beings, but complex, often dangerous entities. In this world, a secretive high court rules all realms under the seemingly noble motto, realm-wide peace, with monsters serving as enforcers. What makes this multiverse particularly compelling is how political systems shape personal trauma, desires, and motivations. The Shifter Realm, where white-haired Alpha lives, appears to be a cold, desolate place populated by people who transform into beasts. But this fundamental understanding is built on lies. It's actually a prison colony where the Beast Realm sent its criminals centuries ago, with the Fae Queen paid to kidnap Alpha babies and deposit them in this frozen wasteland. Sadie's body bears scars from her guardian Dick's abuse, permanent reminders she believes make her unlovable. She copes by mentally going numb during stress. Despite being an alpha, she sees herself as the runt compared to male alphas, hiding behind sarcasm and pushing people away before they can reject her. Yet Sadie possesses remarkable strength. During the Fae Games, she transforms into a massive white saber-toothed tiger with black markings mirroring her human scars, her trauma manifested as power. Her ultimate transformation comes when she embraces her blood Fae nature, reciting, "Blood calls to blood, and blood will answer to control others through their bloodstream." The scars she thought marked her as broken were actually indicators of extraordinary power. Throughout the story, Sadie discovers her identity isn't what she believed, highlighting how power structures maintain control by keeping people ignorant of their potential. Her revelation as part blood fae represents her most profound identity shift, with her scars marking her connection to blood magic, the fifth Fae element. The story centers on Sadie's relationships with three distinctive alpha males. Jax, the meat grinder, stands 7 feet tall yet shows remarkable gentleness, driven by his need to protect his 5 adopted sisters, especially Jess, who healed his century-old emotional wounds. Cobra, covered in emerald and diamond shadow snakes he controls, wears a power-limiting crystal collar and exhibits possessive behavior toward Sadie, frequently declaring, "She is mine." Asher initially appears traitorous after delivering Sadie to the Fae Queen, but reveals greater complexity over time, his flame-tattooed body reflecting his passionate yet remorseful nature. Xerxes stands apart as an Omega from the Beast Realm, traditionally valued only for breeding, yet powerless. Defying this stereotype, he's deadly with twin daggers and maintains a cold demeanor. Raised in Serpentis City, a glamorous Alpha Mafia stronghold, he trained as a soldier before discovering his Omega status, which shattered his identity and left him resentful of Alpha dominance. Despite his contempt for alphas, he feels inexplicably protective of Sadie, his Omega nature driving him to seek meaningful connection rather than casual encounters. The Fae Games stand as the novel's central spectacle, a brutal gladiatorial competition held in a massive crystalline arena that transforms between rounds. The game's architecture, with luxury boxes for high-ranking Fae suspended above blood-soaked sand, physically manifests social hierarchy. When Sadie and her companions compete, they're immediately othered by the crowd's vicious chants of "Shifter cunt" and "Kill the girl." The moderator's introductions further dehumanize them as Jax the meat grinder, Asher, a girl, and Cobra, the realm's famous sex god. The games themselves are meticulously designed not just to test physical prowess, but to humiliate. Cobra is forced to watch intimate moments displayed on massive screens, while later challenges include seducing a Fae vampire that will murder them if they fail. What makes the games particularly insidious is how they pit marginalized groups against each other. Different Fae elements compete alongside half-warriors and shifters, creating artificial divisions among those who might otherwise unite against their oppressors. Yet the games also become the unexpected site of revolution when Sadie unleashes her blood fey powers, shattering crystal barriers and attacking the queen directly, transforming what was meant to be her execution into the catalyst for regime change. Characters repeatedly discover their identities are not what they believed. Aaron's dual identity as both Sadie's friend from the Shifter Realm and Princess Arabella of the Fey Realm reveals another layer of deception. Using a magical ring to disguise her appearance, Aaron fled her mother's attempts to force her into an elite breeding program. Her eventual reclamation of power, devouring her mother's heart to become queen, represents a rejection of the role forced upon her. Perhaps most surprising is Cobra's revelation as the long-lost son of the Don of Serpentine City, heir to the Snake Shifter Mafia. Kidnapped by skin traders 100 years ago, his distinctive single form marks his royal lineage. Even Xerxes carries a hidden identity as an Omega who presents himself as a Beta Enforcer. These revelations create dramatic tension while emphasizing how systems of power maintain control by keeping people ignorant of their true potential. The most profound message in this story is how wounds, both physical and psychological, can become sources of unexpected strength. Sadie's scars, initially hidden out of shame, eventually manifest in her shifted form as distinctive black markings on her white saber-toothed tiger. Rather than disappearing during transformation, they remain integral to her identity. This visual representation emphasizes that healing doesn't mean erasing our past traumas, but integrating them into our evolving selves. Similarly, Cobra's jeweled skin, initially presented as beautiful but mysterious, is revealed to be shadow snakes, marking him as a beast of lore. What appeared decorative becomes functional. What seemed aesthetic becomes power. Even Jax's chains, worn in his hair, represent this theme. Each holds meaning connected to his family, serving as both memorial and motivation. The novel's final scenes, where Sadie embraces her blood fey nature to challenge the queen directly, represent the culmination of this theme. The blood that once marked her vulnerability becomes the weapon through which she claims her power. In a world that tells us to hide our scars and weaknesses, this story reminds us that true transformation comes not from denying our damage, but from embracing it. Like Sadie discovering her blood fey powers were connected to her scars, our greatest strengths often emerge from our deepest wounds. The next time you feel defined by your past trauma or current struggles, remember that these very experiences may contain the seeds of your most powerful self. Your scars, whether visible or hidden, aren't flaws to be concealed, but unique markers of your journey and potential sources of extraordinary power. What if the very thing that makes you feel different or broken is actually the source of your greatest strength? Don't just survive your monsters, become them, control them, and transform them into something magnificent. Your damage doesn't diminish you, it distinguishes you.